In the past, some people believed in some superstitions when certain natural events would occur. For example, when Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet, peace be upon him, passed away at a young age, a solar eclipse occurred, and people thought that it happened because of the death of Ibrahim. When the Prophet heard that, he stood up and praised God and said, "Solar and lunar eclipses are signs of God and do not occur because of someone's death. When they happen, you should offer a prayer." This prayer is called Salat al-Ayat. Ayat in Arabic is the plural form of ayah, meaning a sign. This prayer is called Ayat because its performance is done when certain natural events occur, and to also acknowledge that these events are signs of God's power and not some superstition. It is obligatory, wajib, for all sane Muslim men and women who have reached the age of Islamic maturity to pray Salat al-Ayat if the conditions are met. This prayer is wajib when there is a solar or lunar eclipse, even if the eclipse is partial. It also becomes wajib due to an earthquake. As a recommended precaution, Salat al-Ayat should be prayed when other natural phenomena occur, provided that it frightens most of the people, such as a rock slide, sinkhole, and so on. Some have said it is wajib to pray during these other phenomena. You can check this with your marja. Salat al-Ayat is only wajib for the people of the area in which the event occurs. It is not obligatory on the people in other areas. The time for performing Salat al-Ayat for a solar or lunar eclipse begins from the moment the eclipse begins, and it continues until the sun or the moon goes back to its normal state. However, once the eclipse is over, the prayer becomes qada. The prayer consists of 2 rak'ahs, and in each rak'ah there are 5 ruku'ahs, so that's 10 ruku'ahs in total. There are 2 methods in which one can perform the prayer. Method 1. Make your intention. Perform takbiratul ihram, Allahu Akbar. Recite surat al-fatiha and another complete surah. Perform the ruku'ah. Stand back up straight and recite surat al-fatiha and another complete surah. Perform ruku'ah again. Keep doing this same method until you have done it 5 times all up. After getting up from the 5th ruku'ah, perform 2 sajdas. This was our first rak'ah. Stand back up again to perform the 2nd rak'ah in the same manner as the 1st rak'ah. Once you have performed your 2nd sajda, recite the tashahud and the salam of the prayer. Method 2 is a little shorter. Make your intention, perform takbiratul ihram, Allahu Akbar, recite surat al-fatiha. Now we choose a surah and split it into 5 parts. Note, reciting the bismillah on its own will not count as one verse. Let's choose surat al-falaq as an example and divide it into 5 parts. So we say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Then we perform the ruku'ah. That is the first ruku'ah. Then stand up and say the 2nd verse. Min sharri ma khalaq. Then we perform the ruku'ah. That is the 2nd ruku'ah. Then we stand up and say the 3rd verse. Wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab. Then we perform the ruku'ah. That is the 3rd ruku'ah. Then stand up and say the 4th verse. Wa min sharri naffathati fil 'uqad. Then we perform the ruku'ah. That is the 4th ruku'ah. Then we stand up and say the 5th verse. Wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Then we perform the ruku'ah. That is the 5th ruku'ah. Stand up and go down to perform the 2 sajdas. That is your 1st rak'ah. Stand up and perform the 2nd rak'ah in the same way you performed the 1st rak'ah. After the 2nd sajda, recite tashahud and the salam, and you are done. Note, it is recommended that one performs qunut before the 2nd, 4th, 6th, 8th, and 10th ruku'ah. And if one performs qunut before only the 10th ruku'ah, it is sufficient. If a woman is in a state of haid and an eclipse or an earthquake occurs, it is not obligatory on her to perform Salat al-Ayat, and nor does she have to make it up. If there is more than one phenomenon where you have to pray Salat al-Ayat, you must pray for each of them. For example, if there is a solar eclipse and an earthquake, one must perform two salat al-ayats.